obviously incredibly disappointing for the workers at that plant and their families. And it's unfortunately, I think it's a reflection of you know, this industry right now. Some very cheap imports coming in from other countries, and just not enough demand. It's a bad combination.
Any indication that this was coming?
We've been to the plant a number of times. They've actually, I mean, the company spent a lot of money to acquire the plant. They've invested a lot of money. They've done some really good work in terms of environmental cleanup. But the industry has just been too challenging from an, you know, dollars and cents standpoint.
So there's, I guess, officially suspending operations. Any reasons to think this will be permanent, or it will be temporary? I guess you're hopeful that it would be temporary, but any indication that it will be?
Well, I mean, it's hard to know. I think right now the competitive dynamics of that industry make it very difficult for them to make any money. And so, you know, we'll just have to see, but we'll obviously be working as best we can with the company and the folks there to get people back to work. But it's a real challenge right now.
You talked in the State of the State about this facility when you're talking about global competition and how the state needs to compete on the global levels. It's kind of the dark side of that, because you have, you know, you're competing against China, which I guess can do things cheaper with some less controls on how they do things for the environment and workers.
Well, that's the challenge, and certainly, you know, we do live in a world where there's a lot of trade, but you would expect that competitors around the world would comply with the appropriate standards. And I know the folks at Evraz feel that it's been very, very difficult to compete with some of the cheap imports coming in from around the world.
What is your message to the workers? What is the state doing for them? What can be done, I guess?
Well, we're going to be sending over there this week what we call a rapid response team of people to make sure they know the service is available to them. We'll, you know, obviously we're going to do our best, but we know that that's a little consolation to folks who have been in really good jobs.
And if I could just get you kind of on the state of unemployment in the state, it's kind of been stagnant and steady while the national number has been going down. What would you say about the state of unemployment in Delaware right now?
Well, as long as there's anybody who's not working and who wants to be, we're not going to rest, and we've got work to do. I mean, we have had some positive developments over the last year. I mean, all the banks are hiring. Arriva's investing $100 million in Millsboro and going to add 700 jobs there. The refinery has 1,000 people right now on their turnaround. But we've got work to do. And, you know, folks who are out of work certainly know it better than anybody, and we're going to keep pushing as hard as we can.